standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode all throughout the duration of the conference. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I will turn the meeting over to our host, Marky Flannery. You may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the call today. Yesterday, New York State reported a 1% COVID-19 positive test rate after 38 straight days where the statewide COVID-19 test rate had been below 1%. At the same time, the state's number of total hospitalizations for COVID-19 has remained under 500. I'm also very thankful to note that no VNSNY staff members have been diagnosed with COVID-19 over the past 2 weeks, and I want to thank all of you for doing your part to keep these numbers low. Schools across the tri-state area are now open, including New York City Public Schools, which began online classes today and will start in-person activities next Monday. All New York State schools are required to report any COVID-19 cases on a daily basis, and we'll be watching carefully to see how that progresses. Indoor dining at New York City restaurants will also be allowed on a limited basis starting September 30th. So we're continuing to move back toward a more normal way of life. At the same time, as I remind everyone each week, we have to stay vigilant. While rates are low, COVID-19 has not gone away. So we all need to continue to concentrate on social distancing, washing our hands, and wearing face masks around others. I want to now add a fourth item to that list as well, which is to get your flu shot. I've spoken previously about how important it is this year for everyone to get vaccinated against the flu. As you've probably heard, we're targeting that all BNSNY staff get their flu shot by December 1st, but sooner, I hope. For information on how to get your free flu shot, including vouchers for free shots at Walgreens, Duane Reade, or CVS, simply go to the intranet homepage and click on the Fight the Flu banner. Partners in Care staff can access the same information on the Partners in Care Resources page on Frontline. This week, I want to highlight an exceptional achievement by VNSNY Choice, and specifically its Choice Total plan. Choice Total is an integrated plan, meaning it combines Medicare and Medicaid benefits into a single package for people who are enrolled in both programs. Because it includes Medicare benefits, Choice Total gets evaluated each year by the federal Medicare program on a scale of 1 star to 5 stars based on the plan's performance against almost 50 quality and customer satisfaction measures. This year, Choice Total scored its highest rating ever, receiving 4 stars from Medicare. This outstanding achievement reflects the superb quality of the Total Choice plan, as well as the great job everyone is doing at Choice Total and at VNSNY Choice as a whole. Not only is this 4-star rating going to help Choice Total grow its membership, but it also means Choice will receive a 5% financial bonus that can be used to enhance member benefits. Congratulations to everyone at Choice and Choice Total on this milestone achievement. Our provider services also continue to post strong census numbers. At the end of last week, the VNSNY Home Care's patient census was up again to 8,422 patients, and the VNSNY Care 360 Solutions census was 5,135 clients, just short of its highest ever. Partners in Care, VNSNY Hospice, and Community Mental Health Services also continue to maintain strong volumes. So thank you to everyone within our provider businesses for your great work. I would like to remind our Partners in Care Home Health Aides on this call that you have until the end of this week to fill out the Home Health Aide survey about what it's been like working as an aide during the pandemic. If you complete the survey, you'll also qualify for a chance at a $25 gift card. 60 have been given out so far, but there are still 40 cards left, so there's still time for you to earn that reward. We've heard from hundreds of aides so far, and I want to thank each one of you for your valuable contribution to this research project. We'd love to hear from the rest of you as well. You all should have received an email reminder yesterday with a link that takes you right to the survey. So if you can, please take a few minutes and fill it out. This Sunday marks the start of National Rehabilitation Awareness Week. So I'd like to extend my congratulations and thanks in advance to all of our rehab therapists and therapy assistants on this call for the amazing work that you do every day with our patients and clients. As part of next week's celebration, we'll be announcing our Rehab Therapist of the Year honorees, so stay tuned for that. Making these selections can't be easy, since every member of our rehab therapy staff is so good at what they do. And I'm as interested as you are to find out who this year's winners are. Looking a little further ahead, Election Day is now just 7 weeks away. And this year, we're launching an initiative encouraging every VNSNY staff member to register to vote. If you haven't already, and also provide, and also to provide information on the different ways you can vote, including early voting. As part of this initiative, every staff member will be getting an email or text with a link to VNSNY Vote, our own voter engagement site, where you can check whether you're registered. If you aren't, you'll be directed to your state's Board of Elections site where you can complete your registration. You'll also be able to request an absentee ballot if you want, learn about early voting options, and get information on the candidates and issues. The deadline for registering to vote in New York State is October 9th, which isn't that far away. So if you haven't registered to vote, I hope you will. Above all, we want to encourage everyone at VNSNY to vote and make your voice heard in this year's election on whichever candidates or issues you support. I'd also like to note that we still have spots open for our virtual professional development classes in September. In addition to our required Culture of Hospitality workshop, you can also take online courses in PowerPoint, Remote Excellence, Agility and Resilience, and Communicating Under Stress. These classes are designed for the challenges we're facing right now in this pandemic, and you can sign up for any of them by going to the VNSNY Learning Center. Finally, we have our usual two support calls for our home health aides this week. I understand that there were connection problems with yesterday's call and many people couldn't get through due to an issue with Verizon, and I apologize for that. I'm told that the issue has been fixed and there shouldn't be any problems with this Thursday's home health aide call, which takes place at 1 p.m. Our all-staff call will also take place on Thursday at 10:15 a.m. There's no call this week for staff recovering from COVID-19. The next call will be on Tuesday, September 22nd at 4:30 in the afternoon. So that's my update for today, and now I will turn to questions that were sent to me in advance. So the first question is, I work from home. Can I go to the VNSNY office in my borough for the flu shot? It's a safer option than CVS or Walgreens, et cetera. Can someone take this question? Marion, I'm not sure if you'll take it.
It's Michael Bernstein. Let me jump in. Michael Bernstein, I'm our chief administrative officer, and I jumped in to answer it because in my scope of responsibilities is preparing our facilities. And so, yes, we have prepared safe spaces at 220 in Manhattan and then each of our regional offices for the administration of flu shots. However, we are still waiting for the FDA to release the flu shots to the Visiting Nurse Service of New York and to other entities. We hope and expect that they will release that and our shipment will arrive here next week, but we're at the sort of the whim of the FDA. So when we get them, we will have space in borough offices, and we will send out communications about the locations and the time and such. But Marion, perhaps you want to add anything to that?
Provided all of the information that we have on that. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Thank you. So next question. Marky mentioned on her September 8th call about the flu shots recommended for people over 65. I didn't want to wait for the vaccines to be available at 220, as I wanted to be protected as soon as possible. So I took my flu shot at Walgreens Duane Reade. The pharmacist said that it was recommended that I take this shot. However, the voucher does not cover the shot for people 65 and over. If I wanted the shot, I would have to go through my insurance. Would you look into the possibility of adding the 65 and over shot to the vouchers moving forward or for next year? So this, I think, is a Marion question.
Yes, thank you. And it's Marion Haas, Human Resources. We did look into the possibility of adding the 65 and over shot from the pharmacies, and unfortunately it's not possible for this flu season, but we will look forward to being able to do that next year. Meanwhile, we have the flu shot ordered for 65 and over. That vaccine has been ordered for VNSMY to administer to its staff, but as Michael mentioned, we're still awaiting the delivery of all of our flu vaccine and being able to start offering shots on site. So consulting with your doctor is probably the advisable action to take at this time, because whether getting a regular flu shot versus the flu shot for the 65 and older is probably a talk you should have with your doctor. But please know that as soon as we make the flu shots available, when we have the 65 and older vaccine, it would be available on site. But it's a question of how quickly you want to get your flu immunity.
Thank you. So next question. This relates to payroll tax holiday. Please be advised that VNSMY plans to participate in this program that was initiated September 1st as per the executive order by Donald Trump. I believe that employers do not have to inform employees before participating. The program reduces the Social Security payroll tax from September through December 2020. However, employees will then be responsible to make up the deferred payroll tax starting on January 1st, which could greatly increase the amount of taxes deducted starting in January. If VNSMY plans to participate, please send out a corporate communication and allow employees the option to opt out. Marion, can you advise on this?
Yes, I can. We did receive this notification about the Social Security option. We have taken a look at it. Our finance team has looked at it and also consulted our external counsel and tax advisors and made the decision not to participate in this plan. So there will be no changes for staff in connection with Social Security payroll tax. But thank you for the question, because what we have not done is sent an email out to let everybody know that. So I will consult with finance and make sure that we move ahead with that.
Thank you. So next question. I'm not able to dial in, but I need to ask a question. Can't HR just email as an attachment the flu voucher, please? I can't open the link, and I'm getting anxious, and I need to get to CVS and get the shot. Thank you in advance. So I guess, Marion, back to you again.
I have shared this question with our HR team. I believe some of the flu shot vouchers can be emailed, but others have to be emailed to you from CVS, and that may be the delay people are experiencing. I would encourage anyone who is having trouble downloading or getting the voucher to call HR Connect and have them walk you through the process of clicking on the links, and do it in a call them at a place where you have access to the VNSMY intranet, because they can really help you directly on the phone to download that voucher. The other alternative is to send your case into HR Connect. We try to email it to you by in return, but some of the vouchers are not able to be emailed because they come directly from CVS.
Thank you. So next question. Good morning. It's been stated on multiple calls that accommodations would be taken into consideration for child care and our children returning to school in remote learning environments. I am part of a department that was required to come back to the office 3 days a week, and unfortunately, an accommodation request for one less day was denied. I just would like to understand how accommodations are being considered. So before I turn it over to one of my colleagues, I want to just say that we will make efforts to make accommodations, but we also need to look at the responsibilities that we need to accomplish, and certain roles are required to be in the office. Some are required to be in the office full-time, and some are required to be in the office less days. And when we cannot accommodate a specific request, we will not, unfortunately, be able to do so. But we can't not get the work that we need to get done as an organization. You know, we have staff who work in the field. There's no accommodation for them being able to work less days or not work because their job requires that they be in the field, and there are certain jobs that require that people are in the office. So now I will turn over to Michael or Marion, because I believe either of you would be, know more about this issue.
Yes, I can add to your answer, Marky, because HR does get involved with the requests that come through for child care accommodations, and some folks have asked how do we make this request, and you do make it through workday requests for accommodations. You see, you can just follow the steps in workday to submit it. An HR rep then works with your department head and supervisor to find an accommodation if possible. We are not able to accommodate every single request, as Marky indicated, but we do talk specifically on a case-by-case basis on behalf of each individual who asks for this type of accommodation, and try to seek out flexibility on the operations side as well as on the employee side to come up with an accommodation. Unfortunately, we are not always able to do that, but please know that that is the process and that each request is honored and investigated individually.
Thank you. Next question. What are the options for an employee who is over 65 years old, loves her job, but is concerned about going back to the office and making home visits? So I think this is pretty similar to the last question. While it's not about child care, it's about the employee in general. There are certain roles that if they require making home visits, it's very hard to do that if you're not going into the field. So, again, I think it's about requesting an accommodation, having HR evaluate it, and where possible, if we can accommodate, we will. But if we can't, then it's making a decision about your level of comfort with being able to fulfill the requirements of your role. And, Marion, anything you'd like to add to what I just said in this regard?
The only thing I would add is that VNSMY has worked very hard to educate staff about PPE and the proper use of it to protect yourself in this pandemic that we're experiencing. And so to the degree that provides comfort to someone, particularly someone who's in over 65 years old, please be sure that you understand how the PPE protects you. You may also want to consult with your own physician about your level of risk at this time.
Thank you. Next question. Any update on when health services will have flu shots available for employees? So we've addressed this. We are waiting for FDA approval and release of the flu shot so that we can make it available. So we are ready. We are waiting. And once they are made available, we will immediately let you know. Next question. Good morning. When can we expect the voucher for a flu vaccine? I requested one last week. So again, as Marion indicated, you can download the voucher off the intranet, and off of HR Connect. Is there a reason someone would need to request one, Marion, rather than downloading it themselves?
I don't. The request, it does go through CVS. That's the only thing I can think of. I did share this individual's request with HR Connect to follow up on that. So you should hear directly. The person asked this question should hear directly from us about if we have a request that somehow we're aware of is pending.
Thank you. Next. Good morning. This is not a question, but a comment. I'd like to thank the leadership for sending us the beautiful Heroes pin. This is such a beautiful pin and a very thoughtful and appreciative gesture, and gives added pride to be part of this wonderful organization. I will add this pin to my other collection of the NSNY pins. I feel like a soldier being honored. Thank you very much. That's very kind and a lovely comment, and I feel the same way. I am proudly wearing my pin. I have my 125 pin and my Heroes pin, and I am very proud of both of them and appreciate the effort made by our teams to identify this as a something that we can do to recognize the incredible work of our staff. Next question. How should we respond to our hospice patients about when we will be able to administer flu shots to them at home? So first, we need to have the vaccine. So we're back to that question. Any thoughts, Andrea, on how you would like us to respond to hospice patients about the administration of flu shots?
Hi, good morning, Marky. This is Andrea Tassiano, Chief of Provider Services. Well, we don't currently have the flu shot to administer right now. I would like to get back to this person and get clarity on the answer to this question so that all of our staff, our hospice staff, can be consistent with the answers. I am meeting with actually Rosemary Bond this morning, so we'll get an answer to this question and we'll get it back to both this person and a posted answer on our website where we have questions and answers.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next one is just a comment. I was able to get a senior flu shot at CVS using the VNSNY voucher. So I guess it depends on each of the stores follows their own process. So I'm glad that this person was able to get one with the voucher, but it doesn't sound like each store is being consistent. Next question. I have a congregate site which requires a VNSNY nurse to have the weekly COVID testing that is a requirement to enter these types of buildings. CityMD takes time to go for testing, and test results may take 5 days or more. Is the VNSNY 220 office having any plans to provide COVID rapid testing available for staff that requires weekly testing so we don't have to go to an outside clinic? So we do not provide any COVID testing on site here. Andrea, do you want to answer this question?
Yes, Marky. So we are exploring opportunities to do this with both the state and the federal government, and we'll keep you posted on any of those explorations. We do understand that this is a burden, a significant burden on the staff that needs to be tested. We do know that the turnaround times vary greatly throughout the city, and our information that we are getting is that the best turnaround times in the city right now are those sites associated with Health and Hospitals Corporation. And the turnaround times for those sites are 24 to 48 hours. So we will continue to keep you posted on any success we have on either point-of-care testing or self-administered COVID testing, as well as what we know about turnaround times in the city. Thank you, Marky.
Thank you. Next question, have all the pins been sent out because I never received my pin? So I'm sorry that you didn't receive your PIN. They're lovely. So Marion, can you help this person with instructions on what to do if you did not get your PIN?
I have already sent this person's name to HR Connect to follow up on that. And if anyone who did not receive their PIN, if you would give a call to HR Connect and any home health aides on the line who may not have received their PIN, please call the partner's HR department or the contact center to report that so we can send out another one.
Great. Thank you. So that was the last of the questions. Again, thank you, everyone, for participating in today's call and mostly for everything that you do every day to support and deliver care to our patients and members. And I wish you a safe rest of your week and look forward to you participating in our call again next week. Thank you and have a good day.